Good morning. It's 8 o'clock. You're listening to KVNF Mountain Grown Community Radio, and this is regional news for the Western Slope. I'm Travis Bubinick. Earlier this week, Montrose County Sheriff Rick Dunlap placed a sergeant on unpaid administrative leave after allegations of child abuse. The Montrose Police Department and the county's Health and Human Services Department are currently investigating, but county spokeswoman Katie Jurgensen says no charges have been filed and no arrests have been made so far. The Montrose Sheriff's Office won't be involved with the criminal investigation into the abuse allegations, but it is conducting its own internal investigation. The name of the sergeant placed on leave hasn't been released, but according to the Sheriff's Office policies, that employee will stay on unpaid leave until the criminal investigation is completed. Federal mine safety officials have issued nearly 100 orders or citations to Star Mine Operations, the company that owns a silver mine near Ouray, where two miners died last month after being exposed to high levels of carbon monoxide. The Mine Safety and Health Administration issued a total of 97 citations in the first week of December. 43 of those have so far been terminated, meaning the company's already fixed those problems, but others remain. MSHA cited the company on 15 counts for how it was handling and storing explosive materials.
That's a pretty high number, in my opinion.
Bob Ferreter is a senior safety and health specialist at the Colorado School of Mines Mine Safety Program. He says after an accidental death, MSHA investigators dig through the mine for anything that might have caused the accident.
I think you could probably speculate that that number of citations on the explosives had a large influence on the severity of the accident.
Mine manager Rory Williams previously told reporters a triggered explosion in the mine could have released the carbon monoxide gases that killed the miners.
I believe a blast was involved, which did create some gases, which potentially the miners did inhale and caused their subsequent collapse.
That's yet to be confirmed as the investigation continues. MSHA also handed down 12 orders for the mine to correct dangerous working conditions, along with a handful of citations on improperly maintained escapeways and refuge areas. According to federal guidelines, miners have to be able to get to one of those refuge areas within 30 minutes from wherever they're working in the mine. Perhaps the most significant safety measure the mine violated was making sure all miners carry self-rescue devices with them. Bob Ferreter says these mini oxygen tanks are essential for protecting miners from harmful gases, explosions, or fires.
And if these were not being maintained or something, that would be rated as a severe citation. And if it's a serious deficiency, they could take and close the mine or withdraw the miners from the mine until you fix that particular problem.
MSHA still hasn't said how much the mine will have to pay in fines or fees for the citations. Governor John Hickenlooper says he wants to focus on jobs and the economy and nonpartisan issues during the next legislative session. As Benta Berkland reports, he outlined his agenda and says his biggest hope is that politics will take a back seat.
Lawmakers are coming off a tumultuous off session. Three Democrats are no longer in office over their support for stricter gun laws. The state also grappled with devastating and costly wildfires and floods. Hickenlooper hopes all the turmoil will help build a sense of community.
Those kinds of disasters generally do bring people together. It's an election year. I mean, I'm not blind, but I think if you don't start out with ambitious goals, and then you're never going to get anything, right?
Hickenlooper says he doesn't expect his party to pass new gun laws, but he also doesn't want to repeal any measure already in place. He isn't convinced there needs to be new policies in the wake of the recent shooting at Arapahoe High School.
I'm not sure we should be telling school boards and school districts how to run their schools. Do we want armed guards, security in every school? Let's see what the school districts think.
The governor didn't offer many policy specifics, adding that he wants to make Colorado a more business-friendly state and reduce wait times at driver's license offices. I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.
San Miguel County Commissioners have approved a $5,000 startup funding plan for Eco Action Partners and Telluride to bring energy improvements to the town. According to the Telluride Daily Planet, the group will use the money to set up another program that gives grants to people with ideas for improving efficiency or cutting greenhouse gases. That program, in turn, would give out about $100,000 in grants from the county's Energy Mitigation Fund. As the Daily Planet reports, the proposed grant program is actually pretty similar to one that was shot down by voters in November. The county originally asked voters to approve a 1% utilities tax increase to fund programs that would reduce greenhouse gases. EcoAction Partners and the county will be administering the grants together, tracking the projects, and estimating how much greenhouse gases have actually been reduced through the ideas funded by these grants. It's an annual tradition in the Rocky Mountain region for folks to search for holiday trees in the national forests. KRCC's Maggie Spencer recently set out into the Pikes Peak Ranger District with Fire Prevention Officer Don Sanchez and found the Guernseys of Colorado Springs on the hunt for their tree. She brought back this audio postcard.
Don Sanchez, and I'm a fire prevention technician for the U.S. Forest Service. We are the Pikes Peak Ranger District. Yeah, you get a tree that's a lot cheaper than you would get at a lot. However, it's the whole experience. They get to come out, be a family, spend the day together, go find their tree, pick it together.
The Guernseys.
So we live in Colorado Springs.
Okay. Are you guys heading out right now?
Yeah, we are. We're going to head down the trail.
In for the hike?
Usually we've got a gaggle of dogs running with us too, but too much snow.
Found a tree.
Yeah, we found tons of trees. We're in the woods.
Yeah, you need to come look at these too.
Our trees here are not as full as you're going to find in a tree lot. And so there's a lot of trying to find the right tree, and they all have character, which kind of character they want, and what they think is going to be best. And then, you know, they cut the tree down and drag it back up.
That side's missing everything. Can we look at a couple right up here that I saw too? That's a 6-inch vase, so it's legal.
Yeah, let's
cut it. You got to take it 2 inches from the bottom. So you're going to have to be in the lead.
Okay.
Because when we start brushing trees, we want the branches to go this way, not this way.
Okay.
We'll snap.
Right. It just is a huge experience. A lot of folks bring lunch, hot chocolate, coffee, and they sit out, they go sledding. They make a huge day out of it.
Well, this is the fastest ever, but that tree's going to look good. The branches are spaced nice. I mean, you look for different things, you know, to get your... Let's see, we've been married, 21 years, so 21 years of ornaments.
It's not about the best tree. It's about it's the experience, bringing the family out and find a tree you guys, freezing yep. And enjoying
being
it.
Being with the family.
Your house smells wonderful.
Yeah, the house does smell.
You're listening to KVNF. This is regional news for the Western Slope. Stay tuned for the latest edition of Western Slope Skies from the Black Canyon Astronomical Society. Today we'll learn about the star cluster Pleiades. For KVNF News, I'm Travis Bubinick.
As the holidays approach, the days shorten, bringing with them our glorious Western Slope night skies. Joining us to celebrate the season is a brilliant cluster of stars called the Pleiades, or Seven Sisters. Rising on our eastern horizon, the Pleiades first appears as a cloud-like thumbprint. As your eyes adapt to the darkness, you'll be able to pick out point-like stars, as many as 6 or 7. Throughout history, different observers have used their own discretion with naming the cluster, hence the popular Seven Sisters designation. Subaru, which is the Japanese name for the Pleiades, uses 6 stars in their car logo. With binoculars or a small telescope, the main points become luminous diamonds on a field of hundreds of fainter stars. This luminous appearance, or nebulosity, more apparent in larger telescopes and photos, is from blue-white starlight reflecting off dust. The light from those stars left 440 years ago to shine for us today. An open star cluster, like the Pleiades, can be thought of as a family of stars. Loosely gravitationally bound and age-related, open star clusters can stay together for tens to hundreds of millions of years. Astronomers believe that many stars, including the Sun, were born in open clusters that were eventually torn apart by gravitational forces within the galaxy. So take a break from the seasonal hustle and bustle, Go out, find the Pleiades, and give yourself the opportunity to revel in our night skies. You've been listening to Western Slope Skies, produced by members of the Black Canyon Astronomical Society. I'm Joyce Tanihara.